Joining us on Panthers Radio with Zynomics is Panthers head coach Corey Nielsen, who must be basking in a lot of happiness from fans today, as the news has come through, obviously, that you've managed to get Evan Mosey back on the team. Now, we've interviewed Evan already. He said you were chasing him all year when he was in Rockford. When he left, did you think it was a case of when, not if, Evan was going to come back to the Panthers?
I wouldn't say I was chasing him all year. Throughout the summer, I'd follow up with a quick message to him every now and then just to see what his status was. Of course, we want to wish our players well, whatever they choose to do. And Evan's such a good person that we wanted to make sure that he placed himself in the right situation. And yeah, I was just following up with him from time to time. And once he was in a position to start thinking about coming back to Europe, the decision kind of went pretty quickly, actually.
Now, he's spent a season in the US, in the AHL, in the ECHL, and his skills have developed, you have to assume, and you got to see that firsthand during the IIHF GB promotion campaign. What's changed about his game?
Well, if you could imagine, he's actually faster now than when we had him. So that's one surprising thing I didn't know that I would find out. But yeah, Evan's been always pretty well-rounded as a hockey player. I mean, they do a lot of work with skills and skating, and unfortunately he wasn't really put into a position over there to play those top two line roles. He was more of a checker in those kind of situations, and every now and then they would throw him back and play defense. But we think with his pace on the Olympic ice surface, as shown previously, he can really do some damage. He's an aggressive forechecker. He's good. He's hard on the body. He caused turnovers, and from his sheer speed alone, he causes a lot of fear in defensemen just because they know they have to respect it. So he gets a little bit more time, which is obviously good. And put him with a couple guys who can play, I think they'll do some damage.
Now, last time he was with the Panthers, he was a younger guy in an older locker room. This time, it's a bit different for him. He's an older guy in what is a very young locker room. Do you see his role changing because of that behind the scenes?
I think Evan has some natural leadership abilities, of course. He didn't have an opportunity in his first time around, obviously, to show those. But, I expect all the players to, police themselves and make sure they're going, and he will have that added assignment, obviously, whether it's, if there's a letter on his jersey or anything like that. It's more so just him being a presence of showing the guys, what it takes to win day in and day out. And we thought, especially with this roster, it certainly needed more players with actual elite league experience, and he provides that. He knows what it takes. We didn't unfortunately achieve what we wanted to when he was here in that time, but he knows what the grind is, he knows how hard it is, and he knows what it takes to win in these situations, and he's prepared to not only do the work himself, but help to promote that, of course.
All right, thanks a lot, Corey.
Thank you.